Flamborough cartoonist Bob Sherwood's recovery has been a miracle, says his stepdaughter after a harrowing stay at Joseph Brandt Hospital over the holidays. Sherwood, known as Cartoon Bob to friends, family and clients, went to a walk-in clinic on December 21 for a bad cough and body aches. Within a week, he was on a ventilator for pneumonia and a lung infection, complicated by undiagnosed COPD. His breathing was rapidly declining, so they tried him on oxygen. I think they had a mask on him, but none of those were working. Then I believe he actually stopped breathing, and that's when they had to hook him up to life support, said stepdaughter Alexis McConnell. Sherwood is no stranger to the Flamborough community. He has been a popular caricature artist in the area for 4 decades, setting up his easel at events such as Ribfest, birthday parties and corporate gatherings, and painting images on business windows and drawing murals. McConnell said her stepdad has always been a friendly face around Flamborough. Whenever he goes anywhere and says, "I'll be right back," it's always like a half an hour later, because he usually runs into somebody he knows and he's in there for probably a half an hour talking to them, she said. The worst of Sherwood's illness seems to be over, McConnell added. "He's doing really good," said McConnell. His doctor said it's like a miracle where he is right now to where he was 2 weeks ago. But the road to recovery for Sherwood has extra challenges, because of the nature of his business. Sherwood's artwork has supported the family financially, as his wife has successfully undergone cancer treatment. He is self-employed, and McConnell said the family is concerned about potential costs for his continued treatment and months of recovery ahead. McConnell reached out to the community with a GoFundMe campaign, with the goal of raising $18,000, to cover bills and medical expenses. The GoFundMe blew past that target in the first week, and now has over $21,000 in donations available to the family. Family, friends, past customers, and even Sherwood's son's Beverly Minor hockey team came together to support the family. "We were hoping that the money we have raised will allow him to rest and focus on himself for the next few months, and not worry about bringing in an income to the family," McConnell said. "Bob is very loved. He has so many friends," she said. "Once you meet Bob, you never forget Bob, so it's really great to see that he's had so much love and support from all of his friends, family, and customers."